bienvenue sur Le Fil, la web radio du cours maintenant pour l'émission Melting Pot. Nous nous retrouvons pour une dernière émission sur les effets des jeux vidéo. Un groupe d'élèves de Terminal 1 confronte des avis sur la place des jeux vidéo dans l'éducation.
Hello everybody, today we are with Olivia and Alice, two teachers of Jefferson High School and two students, Blandine and Leanne. So video games are subject to many debates. Indeed, since the creation of new AP video games, there is a debate on this question. First of all, we're going to listen the teacher argument and then the student's one. Olivia, what do you think about that?
Personally, the creation of this new module in our college doesn't really appeal to me. Implementing a project this big isn't an easy task. Indeed, it needs a big budget. Of course, a module like chemistry or physics needs expensive equipment to do all the experiences, but you can't imagine the price of just one gaming computer. We cannot contend ourselves with proposing to the students the same computer as those in the library. So we must buy quality. But for an entry level, we must count at least a few thousand dollars only for the computer tower. Then add the price of the screen, the mouse, the earphones, the chair, the keyboard, and so on. Moreover, it is necessary to consider that the computer must be revised regularly in order to avoid breakdowns, which is again another budget.
And you, Alice, what do you think about that?
You tell me about the prices of the material, but the state has a budget for education. Yes, it's an investment, but for chemistry equipment, fitting out a gymnasium is also expensive.
If I can add something, I would say that teaching young people how to play online is useless. They already know how to do this. As soon as they get home, they play video games for too long. We can't let them spend more hours in front of their computer as the screen as the only light. Besides, they make fun of us for being what they call boomers just because we don't know how to use video games, so it will be nonsense to try to teach them. We have nothing more to offer them. It should be more interesting to learn how to use other applications. For example, do you think every student knows how to use Monet? I don't think so, while it's useful to do the account once you live on your own.
Our society is changing. Students use to learn to sew, make furniture or garden. Some students have skills outside of the school environment, such as video games. This is not just about learning video games, but about learning digital and technological tools that are essential in the professional world today. Its modernity must adapt to generation. It's not only practical, but also theoretical. And it is up to us to select, with the help of the national education system, the video games that will be included in the annual school program. This course teaches how to manage your image in the scary virtual world for parents. Video games can also be an additional option before becoming a subject.
Thank you. Now, what do you think about that, Blandine?
Hello, I am a student in Jefferson University and I heard about introducing the gaming module in our school. I'm not really convinced by this module. Firstly, I think that we spend too much time on screen. Indeed, all day long, students and I are looking on our phone to see if we don't have a notification. When we came back to school, most students watch series for entertainment. For this reason, it means that having this subject will spend even more hours on screen, and consequently, it will be very harmful for our eyes, and also with the electromagnetic waves, it's bad for health. Moreover, a game who is very liked in class by students will undoubtedly become an addiction for them. It implies that as soon as the students return home, they will play this game without time limits and impact on other assignments. Nowadays, many games are violent, like war games or even fighting games. I think that teachers can control what their students do on the computer when they are explaining something.
Thank you, Blandine. And you, Diane, what do you think?
For me, the implementation of this new module within our institution seems to be a very good idea. Our society is nowadays driven by technology in many areas. Therefore, whether we are on computer in class or not, our screen time will always be important. Whether we are watching the news, chatting with friends, doing schoolwork, or even attending classes on our tablets, we are constantly on our screens. We would then just leave our tablets for a while to make room for computers.
Furthermore, I don't think that is really fair to compare to other students' subjects. Indeed, imagine a student with scientific or literary subjects who have to work very hard to understand and learn their lessons, while gaming students are playing during multiple hours. If we reason this way, it is obvious that students will take this subject and won't take the others. This will increase the diversity of profiles. Finally, for the future of students, adding gaming subject is not the best idea because on the labor market, this is not what is sought. Consequently, all newly graduate students will not find a job later, and that scared me a lot.
Then, of course, war games are developed, but they are there for our free time. At school, we will work on games that require real skills. Video games require training, as comprehension and logic skills are not innate. These are skills that need to be worked on, just like in the other specialties offered. So we too have to work and do some programs and exercise at home. The courses will be supervised and without overflow, as we will be blocked from access to online games that are not related to the courses. But more importantly, if games develop, then so do opportunities in this field. For example, I really want to choose this module. It will give me access to the following jobs: game designer, video editor, concept artist, or character designer.
Blandine and Olivia expose us their opinion against video game. Then we can understand why there are people against this class. And thank you to Alice and Leanne too for giving us the good size of video games and this class. And thank you to the listener for your intentions.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Merci à tous pour votre participation et à très bientôt pour un nouvel épisode de Melting Pot, une émission sur le fil, la web radio du Cours Maintenant.